Okay, good morning everybody. So welcome to today's guided meditation. This morning's meditation will combine the body sweeping for the first 10 or 15 minutes. Then once the mind is settled down, then we move to the breath. Okay? So it's a good way to ease ourselves into the breath, like I was saying earlier. That just allow the mind to become still and then allow the breath to come to you. If you have to go and find it or struggle with it, then it's a bit too early. So if the mind hasn't stabilized, hasn't settled down, then just continue to sweep the body. Just stay with the physical sensations of your body. Whichever parts that is the clearest to you, could be your chest areas, your shoulders, your back. Especially if there's any tight or tense areas, stay with that area to soothe and to relax it. And then once things become tranquilized, then hopefully the breath will be in the forefront of your consciousness. And then just watch that. Okay? So now we get into posture. To position. And if you're starting to feel pain or tightness, tension in your body, you can switch your posture. You don't have to sit on the floor. You're not used to sitting on the floor for a long, long time. Please use the chair, the cushions, or the stool. Yeah. But you want a position that is stable, something you can hold for about 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, and then we close our eyes. We can bring awareness into the body. Just feel what's it like sitting here. Place your awareness on your bum. The contact point between your body and the cushion or the chair. Just to feel how much pressure you put on the floor of the chair. I get a sense how much space you're taking up. How heavy or light is your body this morning? So pay attention to make sure everything is just right. Make sure your body, your clothing is not pinching your body in any way. Your belt is not too tight. And then from your lower back, move through your spinal cord up towards the base of your neck. Starting with your lower back. Moving slowly, mindfully towards the middle of your back. starting with the spinal cord and radiating outwards to the left and to the right, just to feel any sensations in your back right now. Be the contact between your shirt and your skin or your back, or it could be deeper, the muscles holding your back up. From the middle of your back, move towards to the base of your neck. Pay attention to the muscles around your shoulder blades. And from there, you focus on any parts of your body that's the clearest to you right now. Any sensations in your body. Just allow the energy to move around. Once the mind starts to settle down, you find that you can stay with the body. to notice, to be aware, alert to any sensations that's happening in your body. Then you nudge your awareness onto the breath. Wherever is the clearest, could be in the tip of your nose, be the chest area, the rise and the fall, or in the abdomen. Wherever is the clearest to you, as long as you know when you're taking an in-breath, you know it's an in-breath. When there's an out-breath, you know it's an out-breath. Try to allow the breathing to be as natural as you can. Whether it's long or short, deep or shallow, it doesn't matter. Just to watch it and to be with it. As you follow the breath from time to time, also pay attention to how you're holding your body. Is it feeling relaxed and comfortable, or are you tightening up, becoming more tense? Then to relax the body as much as you can. Allow the breathing to be loose and comfortable. Not to hold on to it or control it in any way. Breathing in, I'm happy. Breathing out, I'm at peace. If any time during a meditation your mind begins to wander off, first to accept, to know that it's normal. But then to redirect the mind onto the body or the breath again. No need to get irritated, feel guilty or remorseful. Just the training of the mind, patience and persistence. Breathing in, you're happy. Breathing out, you are at peace. Just to know each in-breath and to know each out-breath, whether short, long, shallow or deep, doesn't matter. Bring your awareness onto the whole breath, from the beginning of an in-breath all the way to the end, and then you watch for the pause, and then there's the exhalation, the beginning of the exhalation, the middle, and then the end. Try to focus on it. you feel uncomfortable or pain in any parts of your body, please change your posture slowly and mindfully. There's no need to endure the pain at this stage of your meditation. As you watch the breath, just pay close attention to the pause in the beginning of the in-breath and also another pause at the end of it. To notice which one is longer, the in-breath or the out-breath. Or to be aware of the rhythm of your breathing. few more minutes before the meditation session comes to a close. Now is the time to always reflect on experience. It was easy to hold your attention on the breath, or did the mind wander off to thinking, to fantasy, to the past or the future? Just to get a feel where, which places your mind like to go. Also place your awareness into the body. Is it more relaxed now? Or is there tension inside it? Areas that hold a lot of tensions are either your face, your chest areas, or your stomach. Try to expand it, to release any tension that you're aware of in your body. Okay, I'm going to ring the gong one time. When that has faded away, you can open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Questions or comments regarding the last guided meditation? I think the question was, while you're watching the breath, the mind has a tendency to kind of...
Yeah, but it seems like I haven't quite lost the breath.
Right.
That to you, the mind is in kind of a wonder anyway, and it's, I'm not getting angry about it, but it's going, I've given the instructions to stay in the body.
Right.
And the mind says, okay, I've heard you, now I'm going for a wonder.
Yes. Yes, the mind does that, but it's actually not doing two things at one time. It's flipping backwards and forwards. It moves very quickly. So it seems like it's trying to hold to it. Like when you watch two channels, you flip, you flip, you flip, you flip. So that's the experience of watching the breath and other things. And it's natural, because in the beginning, we're not used to it. So it's not too much excitement in watching the breath. So we want to entertain ourselves by looking at other things. But over time, like I said, the trick is not to get angry, to get tense, to feel guilty that the mind wanders off, just to be with it. And slowly, just, you know, again, like I said, focus on the breath. Gently, but patiently. And over time, it begins to stay with the breath longer and longer. It's more of a natural process. But yeah, as long as we don't force it too much. Because you force it, to stay for a while, they don't shoot off anyway. Yeah, so the trick is just to hold it. Yeah. Okay, it looks like it's fading away. Okay, slowly move it back to the breath. And then over time, it gets used to it. It finds more happiness in just watching the breath. It'll do that more. But for that, you're just starting out meditating. It thinks it finds happiness in thinking, or in fantasy, or in planning. Because that's what the mind does most of the time. And watching the breath is something fairly subtle and fairly boring, so it doesn't want to do that. But over time, you know, as you get more used to it, and it finds more happiness and peace, watching the breath is nice. There's nice rhythm to it. The body feels relaxed. Okay, then stays with the breath more and more. So over time, yeah, it's just anything with anything, it's just a gradual process. It varies. Once the breath is stable and it's clear in your mind, then you want to kind of focus in on it. And what focusing on the pause or the turn is a way just to kind of becoming more clearly aware of the breath. Yeah. If you notice the whole breath from the beginning to the end, then there's the pause. Sometimes, and also notice the pause. How long is that? And then it's the out-breath. Yeah. And you can hold that. It becomes clearer and clearer, and you notice each of the pauses very, very clear, which means the mind becoming more, more still. You can see clearly. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Just allow that awareness to stay there, and then over time, the mind will start to move towards the breath more of the body, and just allow that to just, you know, this natural tendency. The body seems to be more clear, then just to be with that. Yeah, okay, stay with the body. That's where the mind wants to be. Yeah.
One or the other.
But eventually it will decide on its own. You're just going to watch, okay, where do you want to go? The breath or the body? And if it feels to be in the body, then just focus on the body more for the time being. And if it feels like the breath is clear, then try to nudge it towards the breath. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, another experience of the breath. Once we become more still, you just know that there's breathing. You're there, the breathing, but not necessarily in or out. Yeah, and that's also fine. As long as it's just, you know, calming, relaxing, and still, and yeah, just stay with that. Yeah. Yeah. Because the breath becomes more subtle and subtle, and like I said, the main point is just to be aware and to stay with that and allow things to develop. Wherever the mind wants to go, as long as it's, you know, peaceful, restful, just to be with that, and it would, you know, it would change and open up on its own. Okay. Yeah, it can be, you know, the breath becomes much more subtle. You can barely notice it's there, but still very clear. As long as awareness is there, as long as you know what's happening as it happens, yeah, that's the more important. Questions or comments?